And I think we're off. We are off. Hello, everyone. My name is Jack. I am just an Ohioan, and I am finally getting back into my podcast. It's been a long time, lots of things to update y'all on, lots of things to share. It's been a pretty crazy past couple of weeks, past couple of months, really, since I've done this. It's been over 2.5 months since I've started recording my podcast. So many things have gone on, so many life events, so many different craziness that have been happening across the world, both personally and in the world. I have been heavily engaged in bringing attention to issues that I believe are important. I have been getting involved with labor organizing. I have been getting involved with organizing protests and all of those wonderful things. You know, it's crazy when we see an administration that is doing so many negative things to harm people. There's always an equal and opposite reaction. And whenever we see like cuts to Medicaid, all these terrible bills, X, Y, and Z negatives happening, I'm very happy to call attention to that and speak out against that. It is so important that we utilize our voices as much as we can to stand against what is happening. It is so important to me that we all collectively rise up together to say, hey, enough is enough. I don't want a tax on Medicaid. I don't want to have a lessened quality of living just because I exist. And what is so crazy to me is that we have people in power who are trying to manipulate the American people to say, hey, oh, this is going to be good. All these cuts is going to be great for you. It's going to save you money. Well, the reality is all this harm from this big, beautiful bill that is being proposed is going to affect millions of Americans. In fact, I think the number was 13.7 million Americans will have their Medicaid cut from all these cuts. All of these other policy actions going on, the attacks on a variety of different communities, and the harm that is being continuously perpetuated by this administration, it's a lot. It can be a lot. But what makes me happy, what makes me so filled with optimism, is that there are so many like-minded people out there who do not like what is going on, who are going about their way and doing everything they can to peacefully resist. It starts by conversations and then organizing, whether that be through protests, whether that be through making rallies, attending events, whether that be doing stuff in solidarity. Even the smallest act of kindness and sharing joy with our fellow human beings is an act. Of resistance to what is happening right now. And when I see so many people coming together and trying to say, hey, what can we do about it? How can we stop this? Well, the biggest thing to each other, with each other, that is one of the best things that we can do to make sure that there are so many good people out there who are filled with courage, bravery, and compassion for each other. And I think that those voices are ones that we need to keep on, not just maintaining, but uplifting. I think it's so important that we show and demonstrate what we are capable of in saying, hey, enough is enough. Whether that be through the hands-off protests, whether that be through 5051, whether that be through union organizing, whether that be through activating people to show X, Y, and Z ways to resist, I think that's one of the most important things we can do. As for me, I have been heavily involved in organizing and protests. I have been organizing in Cincinnati, Ohio. I'm a state organizer for the 5051 movement. I am someone who is heavily engaged with a variety of different conversations between labor, between people in the Democratic Party, between people in other organizations. And to me, that is the most important thing we can do. One of the things that I want to help do is rebuild the Democratic Party, because the Democratic Party has a favorability of 20% right now. And most people see AOC as the standard bearer of the party. And quite honestly, I agree. I love AOC. I love everything that she stands for. I don't agree with her on everything. What I do agree with is that she is a icon to the next generation of people in the Democratic Party. And as the Democratic apparatus throughout the country is not meeting this moment, We have people like AOC, Bernie Sanders, Jasmine Crockett, and many others who are doing everything that they can to stop what is happening and show people what a better alternative is like. To me, I care very much about rebuilding working power through labor, through demonstrating that, hey, workers' rights are our rights, that human rights are our rights, and that when you go after one community, you go after all of us. Personally, I think it's very important to show that as we continue moving on, as we continue to communicate with each other and say, hey, what can we meaningfully do to resist what is happening? Those conversations are happening. More people are getting connected. More people are learning about the next protest that we're having, which is on June 14th. Funnily enough, that's also Flag Day and the parade that is happening on Washington, D.C. We have hundreds of thousands of protests planned throughout the country. And there are protests planned in Canada. There are protests planned in Europe. There are protests being planned in so many places. And all of that is happening because of what this administration is currently doing. What's inspiring to see is that there are people from all walks of life and all backgrounds who want to say that these actions are not okay. And when people come together and activate their power through organizing, you really learn that we hold all the power. It's so important to see that when people come together and when people realize what we can do and are capable of, we could become a meaningful force of resistance to the dramatic changes that are happening to harm people. When an administration goes out of its way to harm immigrants, when it goes out of its way to harm the LGBTQIA community, the BIPOC community, and are sending people to hell on earth, a lot of people realize that and see that moment and are going to do everything they can to peacefully resist that. Personally, I don't want to see human beings harmed for the sole purpose of coming to this country for a better life. I think that this is going to be a moral stain on our country for many, many years, if not decades to come. We have already failed so many people. We have failed Kilmar Garcia. We have failed all of these young people who have no idea what is going on and who are now being put into zip ties by ICE. Like those images, thank you, Aaron Parnas, by the way, for showing that on TikTok. Like, all of these things are not being shown by the mainstream news media. And I think that that is to not just our detriment, but it's also preventing people from fully seeing the scope of the harm that is being perpetuated by this administration. Personally, I want to see as many human beings survive and thrive as possible. When we demonstrate solidarity, when we say, hey, here are the ways to help uplift each other, that leads to healing. That leads to a better sense of community. And there are people out there right now who actively want to harm that community to help solidify their control at the expense of everyone else. I mean, personally, I think that this all comes down to corporate greed and the billionaires putting us all against each other while they rake as much money as they can away from us. Personally, I don't want to see our society and the working and middle class succumb to corporate greed and the insatiable greed of the billionaires. I mean, when we collectively look around and see that our quality of living has diminished year after year, when our purchasing power has completely gone down, when gas prices continue to go up, with home costs going up, rent going up, cars going up, every single commodity, every single aspect of our lives is increasing in cost. And at some point, that's impossible to sustain. So many people are in harm's way right now because of these dramatic attacks on the working class. So many people are hurting because they are trying to do their best to make ends meet, and the system continues to make them suffer through continued attacks like the cuts on Medicaid, the continued diminishment of working families and middle-income America's purchasing power. I mean, how is it okay that we can sustain billionaires and their existence at the expense of everyone else. I mean, we are closer to being in poverty than we ever are to becoming billionaires. And every single billionaire who is under 30 has inherited that wealth. They did nothing to earn that wealth. They had contributed nothing to the betterment of society. And that is a problem. I think it's a problem that if we live in a capitalist society where this economy depends on the movement of money, you would think that people hoarding substantial amounts of that wealth would be a bad thing. I mean, sure, it's okay to have a few million dollars here and there. Sure, it's okay, say, yes, I did X, Y, and Z to cover my family's expenses. Sure, fine, I get that. But when you have people who hold hundreds of billions of dollars in wealth and solely hoard that so that they could become the richest people on earth, that only harms everyone else. That is a commodity, that is a resource that people need to exist. I mean, barring whole-scale change and societal revolution, that is a system that we are in, and many people are counting on pennies just to make sure that they can live. To me, that is a problem. I don't want to see working families and middle-income America continuously hurting and suffering solely for the benefit of billionaires. I think it's a great travesty that all of this wealth has been given to only a few to sustain this. It's impossible for people to continuously decide whether I can only pay for rent or food or healthcare, or for some families, they're not even able to afford that. And when I look at the Democratic Party, I'm like, come on. You have hundreds of millions of people who are counting on you to defend them, to defend working families' rights, to defend unions, to defend all of these people who are under attack, and the apparatus is failing them. And that's why so many young people are opposed to both sides. So many young people are like, well, the system has failed me. I don't need to do anything. Personally, I do agree that the DNC needs structural reform top to bottom. I think top to bottom, whole scale, we need massive structural change. And that starts with the DNC, and then after that goes to the country as a whole. I want complete term limits for all elected officials and Supreme Court justices. I want Citizens United overturned constitutionally. I want a livable minimum wage that is tied to the consumer price index. So as inflation continues to increase, so does the minimum wage. I want so many more new developments occurring for rehabilitation of old properties. We have so many vacant properties that are just not being used right now. And at the same time, we somehow have millions of people without a home. I think that if we have all these vacant properties, they could be put to good use by having people occupy them and make them their home. Personally, I think it's a human right to give everyone good food, water, shelter, and healthcare. To me, those are the best things that we can do for people to start meaningfully help everyone, regardless of socioeconomic status. Good food, good water, good housing, good healthcare, all free. To me, that's the sensible thing to do, because we were not meant to work this hard. Working and middle-income America has been pushed so heavily into this dichotomy of, oh, you have to work so then you can live. You can't live if you don't work. So, I mean, all the commodities, most water commodities are owned by private corporations. Almost all, well, I shouldn't say that. A good amount of the new single-family homes that have been for sale have been bought up by private equity firms and are now being sold at substantially higher prices, and that's not sustainable. It's pricing out so many good people from getting starter homes. That's another reason why we see so many people who are still living with their parents, because we have been priced out of a lot of things. I mean, hey, when you look at when you try to buy a new car nowadays, those costs are insane. When you try to actively better yourself, it costs an arm and a leg to do so. And most people have to live paycheck to paycheck. And that's a shame. It didn't used to be this way. And because of the privatization, because of the massive amounts of monopolies that we have allowed to develop, and the oligarchy that we are now sustaining, that is a problem. It's not okay for all of these people to own all of the structural systems in our society and making us pay for it. Personally, to me, I think that that is a failure of our government in seeing how much harm these corporations have given to people. I think it's a problem that the major grocery stores are like, they're like four or five, and they continue to raise prices no matter what. In fact, Kroger, which is local to Cincinnati, raised their prices above minimum wage or above the rate of inflation, and they didn't have to do that. They even came out and said, oh, we're sorry, but we're not going to lower prices. And now with all these tariffs, with all of these things, working families are having a harder time to live, grow, and thrive. Working families are the backbone of this country, and that's how middle-income America was able to develop. And you know what's also funny to me is that we in middle-income America are closer to being working families than we are ever being in the top 1%. So many people fail to realize that we in the middle class are closer to being in poverty than we are to ever achieving millionaire or even billionaire status. And that's a problem. It's a problem because we have allowed this structure, these systems, to harm the 99% of us, and the 1% is just enjoying this. They've helped to buy our politicians. They've helped to take over our democratic systems. And now we are in the find out stage of everything. To me, I really think that it's important to start showing and demonstrating solidarity with working people. To me, it's important to start demonstrating that we care meaningfully about working families by stopping the oligarchy that is continuing to be perpetuated by this system. I don't think it's a good thing that billionaires can say and do whatever they want at the expense of the 99% of us. I find it very, very hard to process the fact that my neighbors, the people who I see like throughout my community, we are all closer to being in poverty than we are ever to being a billionaire. And that's not to say being a billionaire is a good thing. In fact, I think that anyone who is a billionaire who has accumulated that much wealth did so in a very inequitable manner, did so by really working their workers too hard without giving their workers a livable wage. I mean, hey, when we look at countries in Europe, when we look at other places, we see their workers having substantially better quality of living conditions than they do in this country. I mean, in Europe, they give their workers paid parental leave. They have substantially larger vacations. They have substantially larger pensions. And the people there have a better quality of living than we do in the United States. So for all the talk about the United States being the best country in the world, we are failing both working families and middle-income America by subsidizing these billionaires. And to me, that has to stop. So what I do, I am an organizer for 5051. I bring attention to various groups and try to bring them together and see what we can do meaningfully to resist. So yes, that has looked like protests. Now that looks like connecting organizations to each other. Now that works to develop a meaningful front to say, hey, if X, Y, and Z doesn't happen, we are developing a plan to counter that. If P, people and entities do not listen to working families, if they don't listen to organizers, if they don't listen to the people who have helped to keep the system going, well, that's a problem. And we also have the power. Working people have always had the power. We just can't see it yet because so many of our structures, our culture tells us that we don't have the power. But that's changing. So many people are seeing the systems for what they are. So many people are witnessing and realizing that we collectively are being misled every step of the way. But when we come together, when we meaningfully demonstrate solidarity with each other, when we show that we care about each other, each other's health, our families, we can make the world change. It all starts by one conversation. It starts by talking to people. It starts by rebuilding community and bringing all these different groups together. Because there are a lot of different groups out there. There are unions. There are activists. There are organizers. There are people in a variety of different systems that, when connected, we could become a big, meaningful fighting force. So, all that to say is, my name is Jack, I'm just an Ohioan, and I'm not going anywhere. I look forward to seeing you at the next time, and I hope that y'all take care and stay safe.